Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Arachin, and we are doing Paraches Mishnah Dalid. So now we're talking about Charamim. Charamim is a different type of ways of making something Hegdish. There's Cherme Kohanim and Cherme Bet HaKabayis. So the Cherme Kohanim goes to the Kohanim. And once it goes to the Kohanim, it no longer has Kedusha. But whatever is given to the Bet HaGabayis, so that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash and is used for Bet HaGabayis. Machmad Mitzonu Mibukaro, a person can make Cherim, again, Cherim not like an excommunication over here, it's a type of Hegdish from his own animals. May Avadim Mishavchos Vaknanim, or from his own Avadim Mishvachos, Umistei Achuzas, or from his Stei Achuza, V'im Hechrim Heskulan, but if you made a Cherim of all of them, then Enim Ruchraman, then they do not become a Cherim, Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. That it can only be may, but not all. It can only be from, but not all of them. Because the pasuk says, "Ach kol cherim asher yachurim ish la'ashem mikol asher lo may adam vehemum stei achuzo." So the pasuk about cherim says, "Me from, but not all." Amar Blazer ben Azaria, ma'im legavoyin adam rashi la'achrim is kol nechasav. If you can't even be machrim all of your nechasim takarish baruchu to the base of mikdash, alachs kam kamishir adam chayv lios chasal. So we see how careful a person has to be with his possessions, that if Hashem gave you a gift of possessions, one has to be very careful with their money. Mishnah, hey, hamachrim b'no bito, if a person makes his son or daughter a cherim, avdo v'shivcha so'ivrim, or a Jewish avid v'shivcha u'stei meknaso, or a field that he had purchased, enim uchramim, it doesn't count, she'en ad machrim, davar she'en shlo, because you cannot be machrim something that doesn't belong to you. You don't really own your avid ivri, you don't really own your children, and a stay mikna, you only have until Yovel, so you don't really own that either. Kan Levim and Machrim. Kan Levim cannot make anything. Cherim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They can't make a Charmei Kohanim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Amar Kohanim and Machrim Shachram Shalahem. That a Kohen can't make a Cherim because it's going to go to them. So since someone who makes a Cherim can choose which Kohen gets it, if a Kohen makes his own property a Cherim, he's just going to get it right back. So that doesn't make any sense. So Halavim Machrim and Shachram Shalahem. But Levim can make a Cherim because it's not going to go back to them. Rabbi Omer and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda bar Kakos, that when it comes to karka, that Rabbi Yehuda is correct. Meaning, what that means is even Rabbi Shimon would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that both Kohanim and Levim would not be able to make the Cherim. Shemar ki achuzas olam hu lahem, because it says that it becomes an achuzas olam hu lahem. Cherim never goes back to the original owner, even when Yovel happens. So Kohanim and Levim can't make their stuff into a Cherim, Rabbi Shimon b'metaltalim, and Rabbi Shimon is only when it comes to metaltalim, because such metaltalim you could sell forever and it will belong to, it doesn't go back at Yovel. Sheinachram shalahem, because cherims don't belong to the Levim, they belong to the Kohanim. So when a Levi makes metaltalim and cherim, it will actually go to Kohanim. But if a Kohen makes a metaltalim and cherim, it's just going to go to himself, and therefore that doesn't work as a cherim. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah, we said that a person can be machrim some of his sheep and cattle and eved and shvachos haknanim and steachuzaso, but not all of them, according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says, wow, look at that. If a person is not even allowed to be machrim all of his nechasim, how much care he has to take of his nechasim. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that you cannot be machrim things that don't belong to you, like your children, or like an eved ivri, or like a steachuza. And then we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether a Kohen and a Levi can be Machrim. Rabbi Yehuda said neither a Kohen nor a Levi. Rabbi Shimon says Kohen not, but Levi yes. And then we pointed out that even Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Karka. Is that their only argument is when it comes to Metaltalin. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Paraches Mishnah Vav.